Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Not too bad.
All right, good. Well, and we're going to check now the health of the housing industry, how homes are selling. They're certainly selling a lot better nationally. What about our neck of the woods?
Yeah, a third of the year has passed, and that's, you know, a quarter, a third, you know, always these sort of yearly milestones. It's kind of nice to look back and see what's been up for the first, you know, the last several months. And so we look back the last 4 months of the year and got some numbers from the multiple listing service from through Steinborn, and there's a little bit of good news. The word cautiously optimistic, or the phrase cautiously optimistic, has been used again. We've heard that one before, and that's sort of the way the outlook is of some of the realtors right now. The median price has gone up some, and the units sold has gone up some compared year over year, and the dollar volume has gone up some. So that's good news. Anytime there's movement in the positive direction, we'll take it. You know, it's still a little bit tenuous. I talked to Doris Nordenberg, who's the, you know, chief executive over at the Las Cruces Association of Realtors, and she was very sort of cautious. We're happy to see what we're seeing. You know, January was good. February wasn't. Then March was good. You know, we just got through April, and we're heading into the spring, summer selling season when homes seem to sell the best. So, you know, we got a little bit of momentum as we head into that. So we're starting to see some, you know, light through the trees, and other parts of the country, which is very important, are seeing some improvements as well, which helps our area, as you know, as we've talked about before, because people sell their homes other places and then come here and buy homes. So just wanted to take a look back. Mm-hmm. The median price is up at about $148,000. And the units sold are 406 through the first 4 months, which is up from 378.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little light, as you say, but price is still, you know, way, way down from those peaks. And so still there, this is an excellent time for folks who are able to purchase a home because they have that combination of low pricing and also historically low interest rates.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, you wouldn't call this a hardy market by any stretch of the imagination just yet. But, you know, it is nice to see some movement in a positive direction. But you're right. If you're in a situation to buy a home and you can get approved for a loan, God bless you, because it's a good situation out there. You can. There's still some homes on the market. You know, the inventory is getting sold off. It's not as, you know, as cluttered as it was before, but there's still a lot of homes out there on the market and good prices. And you're right, interest rates are really low.
Okay. Well, in the profile this week, a business that I had not heard of before, a health coach.
Yeah, this lady, Lisa Ramon, she's been a nurse. She's a New Mexico State University graduate, a Las Cruces native, and she's worked in nursing and wanted to do something else and decided to start her own business, which is a home, sort of a health coach. She'll come to your home. And interesting lady, she has this business that she'll come to your home 12 weeks, once a week for 12 weeks, and teach you how to eat healthy, how to, you know, prepare foods healthier, how to go shopping to find, you know, what you need for your health, and how to read labels and everything like that, and how to live a healthy lifestyle. She works a lot with people who have things like diabetes or, you know, gastrointestinal disorders, but pretty much anyone who wants to do that, she'll come to. And she hasn't run her own business before. This is her first time. But she decided to go ahead and do this. She'd helped her husband lose some weight and, you know, talked with some other people. And she was told, why don't you do this for a living? Why don't you try this and see if you can make a go of it? So she has. She started earlier this year. And so far, word of mouth seems to be helping her out. She seems to be getting some customers. And
so she calls herself a health coach, but a lot of this is dietary, really.
Yeah, a lot of it is dietary and, you know, and how to prepare and shop and all that sort of stuff. Become healthier and to lose weight. And so she'll come and do a consultation and find out what, you know, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, and how to go about doing that. So interesting. She's a mother of some children, and, you know, so it's not easy running your own business, but she's giving it a go here.
Okay. And she would definitely not be in approval of our What's New segment because
I don't want to put words in her mouth, but, you know.
It really wouldn't help her her job to help the diets of those folks that she goes out and coaches, because there are more temptations coming.
Probably not. You're probably right about that. Yeah, and some people might have seen I had some of this in last week already. But Five Guys Burgers and Fries, which is a chain based out of, I think, Virginia or the D.C. area. And they're going to be opening a location here in Las Cruces on Mall Drive near the Buffalo Wild Wings, is what I've been told. And they're already in the permitting process. And so that'll be very interesting. I've never been to one of those. Have you?
I have. There is one in El Paso on Sunland Park Drive.
I have been there.
And I can say that I don't think a health coach would be saying, go to Five Guys Burgers and Fries, because it's not low calorie or low fat by any means.
They make their own French fries, I guess.
They
right
do.
There, from potatoes.
Yes. Huge amounts of French fries that you get with a big hamburger. Yes.
Well, I'm trying to be healthy, but I might have to give them a try. And we're also getting a second Dunkin' Donuts. It sounds funny to say a second one, because the first one's not even open yet. It's being built on North Main, and they're talking about a midsummer opening for the first one. The second one's supposed to be over on East Loman, near where Pioneer Bank is. If you think about the sort of the corner of Foothills and Loman over there, there's a Pickwick over there. So somewhere in that area, the second Dunkin' Donuts is supposed to be coming along. So that's interesting. They really want to expand their footprint here in Las Cruces. And Pho Saigon, the Vietnamese restaurant that's in the El Paseo Plaza at 1160 El Paseo, right near where Pro's Ranch Market, has a new owner, and a gentleman named Lou. And I might be talking to him some more down the road, so keep an eye out for maybe some more stories in that regard.
Okay. And in the Babbling Brook this week, a very important issue, and that is planning for retirement. Many folks really have to do this. They're on their own with this now. They don't have a pension. They have to manage their own investments. And you are saying that our generation, we're kind of in that Gen X, we're not doing very well.
No. There's a study, and Go Banking Rates have reported this, that Gen X has done the worst as far as preparing for retirement. And not sure exactly why that is. They give the answer to we've been the generation where credit has been so readily available, more so than the baby boomers had growing up, and then we just can charge anything and put off our, you know, it's a very much a attitude of let's put things off, and that has hurt our savings for retirement.
Interesting. And I've read millennials, they are ultra safe when it comes to investing. They're a little nervous about the stock market, which would be
exactly
understandable.
And that's what this report said. A lot of them, you know, growing up here have seen the financial situation sort of, you know, fall through the floor. They're very leery, and they might be the best as far as saving up. Might be kind of like not quite the same generation coming out of the Depression, but there'll be a generation coming out of the Great Recession and have a similar outlook.
Interesting stuff. Well, we'll read more about it in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News, and he's with us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.